Preparing for an affidavit publication, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A Florida magistrate today ordering the release of a redacted version of the FBI affidavit used to get a warrant used to search the home of former President Trump.
He wrote, "I find that the government has met its burden of compelling good cause to seal portions of the affidavit because disclosure would reveal the identities of witnesses, law enforcement agents, and uncharged parties."
Fox's David Spunt, Trump has blasted the search as illegal and politically motivated. The Biden administration says the Justice Department acted independently. The Biden administration today saying the president's student loan debt relief plan will put money back into the Treasury and won't increase the deficit.
When you look at the system is broken. And we're trying to reform it so that we can help people who really need it.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Republicans have said that forgiving $10,000 to $20,000 in student loan debt to borrowers will add to the nation's inflation. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas today at the U.S. border with Mexico as large numbers of migrants continue seeking entry into the country.
After landing in Del Rio, he traveled to Eagle Pass, where the secretary visited a Border Patrol processing facility, which opened last month. The 153,000 square foot facility sits on 24 acres and has a capacity of 1,000. Then Mayorkas traveled to a park in Eagle Pass that sits right on the Rio Grande River, and he met with boots on the ground. This is something that he has done with all now 10 trips since this crisis began, yet still no signs of the surge ending or even slowing.
Fox's Casey Stegall in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden's in Rockville, Maryland at this hour for a Democratic political rally with the midterm elections just 75 days away. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new Labor Department report shows the country has lost 400,000 workers since March.
Businesses are having a hiring crisis. 64% of business owners reported trying to hire last month, but a whopping 91% of them found hardly any qualified applicants to fill the job. Those extra generous programs that many cashed in on have paid off. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Americans collectively have stashed away $4 trillion overall into their savings since early 2020. And it's not just the extra cash that's keeping some young people on the couch. High inflation is eating into already high wages, making work less attractive.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. The CIA is reportedly paying current and former intelligence officers who suffered traumatic brain injuries from mysterious health incidents.
Payments are going out to about a dozen of those suffering from what is being called Havana Syndrome. The New York Times reporting several of the recipients are former CIA officers who served in Havana in 2016 and 2017, with payments also approved for current and former officers injured in Havana and other locations. Congress passed the Havana Act last year, which is supposed to give each victim up to $187,000. Earlier this year, the CIA said the brain injuries were unlikely to have been caused by a hostile foreign country, and a Biden administration panel found that pulsed radio energy could be to blame, with stress reactions contributing to symptoms continuing. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A black man wrongfully convicted as a teenager for a New Orleans rape more than 36 years ago was ordered freed yesterday after a judge threw out his conviction. The district attorney's office joined with the defense attorneys working with Innocence Project New Orleans to have the conviction vacated. Sullivan Walter, now 53, was 17 when he was arrested. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.